Hoki mai e te whānau ki tēnei pitopito kōrero mai a mātou o ngā rātonga Māori me ngā puaniani. Kia ora from Māori and Multicultural Library Services, and thanks for joining us. I'm Marta Kiwi, and I'm lucky to be joined by a few of my colleagues and team members to talk about some of our programming on offer here at the libraries this month. Firstly, we're really excited to introduce to you our new Pacifica services. I'll pass over to them to introduce themselves and tell you a bit of what they offer.
O te whaatālofa atu, I le tātou nuu, I le nei aso mātungo whie, o Laungingoa o Malaya. Tālofa, my name is Malaya and I'm one of the Pacifica librarians at the Christchurch City Libraries.
Ni sambula binaka, na edhango o Malakai, o pake takataka teke utiko e na wono ni City Council and a library. Hello, my name is Malakai, I am your new Pacifica librarian.
Hello, Ogeta. Name lumi Nora. My name is Nora. I'm from Papua New Guinea, and I'm the Pacifica Community Liaison for Christchurch City Libraries. And I'm kind of like the corned beef in a corned beef sandwich. I'm the go-between between libraries and community. So if you want to connect with us, be it your community groups, your school groups, we'd love to hear from you. Just get in contact with me.
Ngā mihi ki a koutou. We look forward to watching the exciting things to come out of this space. Next, our paukohikohinga Julia and Napu are here to update us on their current programming on offer.
Mauri ora kia koutou, ko Julia tōku ingoa. He uri aho no Ngāti Parau me Ngāti Kahungunu hoki. He paukohikohinga Māori aho mō te ki te wānanga o ōtau tahi. Kia ora, I'm Julia. I whakapapa tu Ngāti Parau and Ngāti Kahungunu. I'm also a paukohikohinga Māori, Māori Collection Specialist at Christchurch City Libraries.
Kia ora e te hāpari o ō tautahi. Ko ngā pītoku ingoa, he uri ana au no Ngaitahu me te rarua. He paukohikohinga Māori aho mō te ki te wānanga o ō tautahi. Kia ora, I am Ngāpiu, I whakapapa tū Ngaitahu and te rarua. I am a paukohikohinga Māori, Māori Collection Specialist in the Māori and Multicultural Services team at Christchurch City Libraries. As paukohikohinga Māori, Māori Collection Specialist, we care for the Ngā Pounamu Māori Collection in Tauranga and across the Christchurch City Library Network. We can assist with whakapapa, family history research, te ao Māori-based research, and assist and encourage engagement with the Ngā Pounamu Māori Collection. We are based primarily in Tauranga, but move throughout the Christchurch City Libraries Network.
Te Kāhui Ohua is one of our top programs. It's a monthly book club that is focused around our Ngā Pounamu Māori Collection. Customers can pick any topic of interest to them that suits within our Ngā Pounamu Māori Collection, and we come together once a month to share back our opinions or recommendations to the Rōpū. Te Kāhui Ohua is held on the last Friday of most months, with some exceptions throughout the year, so please keep an eye out for our date changes on the library website and library promotions on social media. This month's session is on Friday the 23rd of February, 5:30pm in Spark Place on Hihononga, Tauranga.
Paukohikohinga in Residence is a monthly program that we host in our community libraries. We take our expertise as paukohikohinga Māori, Māori Collection Specialist, out to a different community library once a month. It's a free drop-in session that allows us to connect with customers in a space comfortable for them. Our paukohikohinga in Residence session for this month will be at New Brighton Library on Thursday the 8th of February from 9am to 5pm.
Rangaho a Iwi, which is a monthly program that we run from the Ngā Pounamu Māori Collection on Tuakiri, Level 2 of Tauranga. It's a free drop-in research session where we highlight resources from the collection on our iwi of the month. Our rangahau a iwi kaupapa for this month will focus on Ngāti Kuri and will be in the Ngā Pounamu Māori collection at Tauranga on Thursday the 15th of February from 6pm till 7pm. For more information, check out christchurchcitylibraries.com.
Kia ora kōrua, thanks for that update. Now moving on to our multicultural coordinator, Amber. So, what's happening in the multicultural space in the coming month?
新年好吗？新年好，我叫Amber，我是图书馆的多元文化联络员。Hello, my name is Amber. I'm the Multicultural Liaison Coordinator in Christchurch Libraries. Just friendly remind you that the Lunar New Year celebration start from 10th until 24th February. The library is starting with the celebration of Lunar New Year at Tauranga on 10th February from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Everyone is welcoming. 在这里,我想祝贺大家新年好,万事如意. I just want to say Happy Lunar New Year. Wish you all the best for the New Year. Thank you.
新年快乐, Amber. Thanks for that, Amber. We look forward to all the amazing things that the Year of the Dragon will bring for us. The beginning of February is also significant for our nation. In addition to being the birthday of reggae legend Bob Marley, the 6th of February is known in Aotearoa New Zealand as Waitangi Day, or the day the country became a nation through the signing of Te Tiriti o Waitangi by Crown Representatives and Rangatira Māori or Māori Chiefs. The day takes its name from the place where Te Tiriti was signed, at Waitangi in the Bay of Islands in the far north. What many people don't know is that the long handwritten copies of Te Tiriti were then taken around the country to other similar gatherings and signed by Rangatira Māori who held authority over their respective lands and people. The original documents can be found alongside the 1835 He Whakaputanga, the Declaration of Independence, signed by the Northern Chiefs, and the 1893 Woman Suffragette Petition at He Tohu Exhibition, National Library, Wellington, which is open to all members of the public. One of the copies of Te Tiriti was brought to Te Waipounamu. This copy is known as Te Tiriti ki Manuau Herera, the Herald Brunbury Sheet, which Seven Kaitahu Rangatira signed. Te Tiriti ki Manuau Herera is a copy of the Māori language version of Te Tiriti. The Māori text was prepared by Henry Williams and his son Edward, who were fluent in Ngāpuhi dialect but unfamiliar with the language of Southern Māori. On the 29th of April 1840, Major Thomas Bunbury left the Bay of Islands on the HMS Herald, bound for Te Waipounamu. Edward Williams joined the Herald as an interpreter, but some accounts suggest he struggled to communicate with kaitahu on account of the dialectal differences. Signatures were collected at Coromandel and Mercury Islands on their journey south. The Herald then sailed to Akaroa, where Iwikau and Tikau signed Te Tiriti on the 30th of May 1840. The Herald then sailed to Rakiura, Stewart Islands, where British sovereignty was claimed by the right of discovery on the 5th of June 1840. Then they travelled to Ruapuke, where Tu Hawaiki signed Te Tiriti on the 9th of June 1840. At the request of Tu Hawaiki, two other chiefs, Kaikoura and Tairo, signed on the 10th of June 1840. The Herald then travelled to Otago, where Karetai and Korako signed Te Tiriti on the 13th of June 1840. The true intent of Te Tiriti is a partnership between tangata whenua and tangata tiriti. Tangata whenua still wait for this partnership to be honoured. If you wish to learn more about anything we've discussed today, please feel free to visit your local library or our website, christchurchcitylibraries.com. Until next month, kia hau maru te noho, stay well, stay safe.